Orton takes the snap. Vikings blitz from the edge. Pass left. Caught Hogan. He turns it up at the 20-yard line. Angles to the left. Drop the ball at the end of the play. If it's a fumble, it's recovered by the Vikings. Yes! Recovered by the Vikings after a 10-yard reception.
And welcome back to another edition of Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw from the Vikings Entertainment Network, here to usher you through some of the best programming the Vikings Entertainment Network had to offer over the past week. That's what we do on a weekly basis here at Everything Purple. We have a jam-packed show tonight. Chad Greenway made his return to the field, but you're going to hear more about Chad Greenway off the field later in the show as we feature a segment from Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. You're also going to hear from celebrity chef and TV personality Andrew Zimmern. He was a guest on Vikings Connected. We have that coming up later, but first, something very special. We had a sit-down interview with Vikings owner and president Mark Wilf. That full video interview is going to air on Vikings.com later this week. He's reflecting back on 10 years of ownership with the Wilf family of the Minnesota Vikings. We're going to give you a sneak peek of that interview right here, right now, on Everything Purple.
The Wilf family is in its 10th season of ownership of the Minnesota Vikings, and joining us right now is Vikings owner and president Mark Wilf. Welcome in, Mark.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. You know, you're 10 seasons in as the owner of an NFL franchise. How's the ride been so far?
It's been a great ride, and we've accomplished a lot of our goals, but our ultimate goal is winning championships, and that's still on our plate.
This isn't the start to the season that you might have envisioned, but what's your message to the fans at this point?
Well, I just want the fans to know, and we're driven every day to win, and to win a Super Bowl championship and bring one back here. And I think we've set a foundation here with our coaching staff and with Rick Spielman and the whole organization on the football side to get to that point. And I know it's been frustrating thus far, but we're confident we're going to be on the right road very soon here. So that's the message, and we just want to make sure the fan experience is top-notch. We win the championships and get to where our fans deserve this team to be. So that's what drives us every day.
Coach Zimmer's in his first season. You've probably spent some time on the sideline with him or watched him coach. You've probably heard him give players an earful. What have you thought of Coach Zimmer so far?
Well, he really commands the attention of the players. He's someone who's gotten it done. And on the defensive side, and now as a head coach, I think he was long overdue to get the job. And we couldn't be happier with how he's done so far in terms of getting through a lot of difficult things. And I think we have built a foundation here that's going to suit us well going down the road. So we're very pleased with Mike.
The Vikings have a rich tradition of football, but of defensive football. Purple People Eaters, for example. John Randall is one of the most popular players in team history. He was a defensive lineman. Do you think Mike Zimmer kind of brings that aura back to your team?
You know, we love great defense, and I think Coach Zimmer has really brought us to that. We're drastically improved from last year, but we still have a long way to go, and he'll be the first to tell you that. But like I said, we're in a good position to build off this. We've got a lot of good young talent on this team, and there are going to be ups and downs that there have been this year, but I think we're on the upward trend, and we really believe that. And I think with Coach Zimmer, we're going to be in good shape going forward.
When you look back on 10 seasons of ownership and all the challenges you've had to face and all the victories we've had, we've made the playoffs, we've won division titles here, we went to the NFC Championship game, all those things that we've been through, what do you reflect on most when you look back in 10 years of ownership?
Well, there have been a lot of great moments. Obviously, we haven't achieved our number one goal of winning a Super Bowl, but we've done a lot of great things. The fact that we've really ramped up our community involvement, that's something we've really been emphasizing. So while the football has not been where we need to be in terms of winning that championship, we're super excited, and we've done a lot of, we feel, things that have gotten the franchise to our ultimate goal, which is winning championships in a first-class way.
I think another thing that is probably a very high moment is when new stadium legislation was passed, and not just for you as owners, but that the experience that fans will have in that building.
Well, we're very proud, and I think as this stadium is going up, people are starting to sense the excitement and starting to build. That this is going to be the premier stadium in the NFL. We believe it. I know once our fans get to see it and get to move into it, they'll feel it as well. And it took a lot of hard work from everyone in the organization, from the public and private side of Minnesota, and from our ownership. We're very proud that we were able to step up and help stabilize this franchise for the long term. And we know how much our fans love the Minnesota Vikings, and we love them too, and we want to make sure that everyone has the best experience possible.
There he is, Vikings owner and president Mark Wilf, with the last answer providing a little bit of a stadium update, but let's dive a little bit deeper and get a full stadium update. And to do that, we're going to go to Vikings Executive Director of Corporate Communications, Jeff Anderson. He is one of the Vikings' point men when it comes to the new stadium, and he was a guest on this week's Wobcast. Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Winter Park. We normally come to you from Xfinity Studios, but right now we're in the Players Lounge because the studio is being used. But don't take that as a sign of something that's not important, because we have something very important to talk about. It's the new Vikings Stadium, and to do that, we welcome in Vikings Executive Director of Corporate Communications, Jeff Anderson, who knows pretty much everything there is to know about the stadium update, right?
I'm becoming a construction expert as we speak.
So let's start simple. How far into the project are we?
Well, you know, first, it's incredibly exciting to think about. Just 9 months ago, you know, we were shutting down the power at the Metrodome for the last time, and now we're seeing this new stadium come to life. We just went on the site yesterday for the first time with the local media, and Mortensen told us that we're 23% complete already, so almost a quarter of the way done. It's $185 million of work that's already been done, and when you hear Mortensen talk about if you took that amount of work and for a separate project, that you'd be looking at somewhere along the lines of, you know, a year to 2 years for that project to be complete. So this thing is moving incredibly fast, and it's just really exciting to see.
One of the cool parts about the construction process is the amount of local businesses that are working on it. And I know there's, you know, we talk a lot about the equity plan of the stadium. Can you kind of walk us through that?
Yeah, one of the most important discussions throughout the legislative debate, and even, you know, after the legislation was passed, was ensuring that Minnesotans are involved in this project. And to date, over 200 Minnesota businesses have already participated in the stadium. There's about 650 workers daily that are working on the site. And this project's really going to set a new standard for equity and inclusion. Right now we're at 39% of our construction workforce is minority, 9% women. Those are exceeding the equity plan that was established early on. Targeted businesses, we're at 11% minority and 17% women-owned businesses. So there's, you know, great inclusion in this project, and it's fun to see Minnesotans working on it.
I'm sure the construction goes in phases, and things that you guys are working on and communicating, you jump from thing to thing. What's like the focus right now for the construction? I know there's been a lot of talk about the technology of the stadium. Is that something you guys are talking about?
Yeah, I mean, for the Vikings right now, the current focus is technology. You know, we really want to make sure all of our fans have the best experience no matter where they are in the stadium. You saw earlier this year we added some, you know, our owners threw in some additional dollars to boost the number of TVs throughout the building. We're now over 2,000 TVs throughout the facility. That's to ensure no matter where you are in the building, you're going to be able to see the game. In addition to the high definition videos and the TVs, we want all fans to be connected to their friends and family throughout the game. So we're working on the Wi-Fi, the DAS system, and we want to set the standard with an app, an in stadium app that's unlike anything you've seen around the country.
Cool. The Preview Center. Tell people about that.
Yeah, you know, the Preview Center has been a great space for us. You know, 7,500 square feet. It's the largest of any NFL facility. We've already crossed over 5,000 appointments that have been, you know, since we opened it in late February, early March. So it's been a very popular place for our fans. Really come look, get a feel for what this stadium and what the game day experience is going to be like. And it's really been helpful for fans to see their view from their seat and just get an idea of what the experience will include.
And you're making room for VEN Studio B, right?
I mean, when I should have said that was what we were focusing on instead of technology.
Yeah, right, there you go. To learn more about the new Viking Stadium, the website people can go to?
Yeah, newminnesotastadium.com. It has everything you're ever going to want to know about this project.
All right, man. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks so much.
All right, it's time to take a break, but first, a programming note. Join host Mike Mussman, along with Vikings long snapper Cullen Loeffler, for Vikings Country this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Lookout in Maple Grove. You could win great prizes, including a trip to the Miller Lite touchdown in the tropics in Cancun. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information. And for more Everything Purple, please stay tuned because we'll be right back. Welcome back to Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. We have plenty of show to go. You're going to hear from Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway momentarily. But first, how would you like to help a great cause? Sample great food and wine and meet your favorite Vikings players. Join us at Taste of the Vikings, Tuesday, November 4th at the Depot in downtown Minneapolis. Proceeds will provide nutritious meals to children when school is not in session through the Vikings Children's Fund Summer Lunch Program. Visit Vikings.com/taste to purchase tickets today. Taste of the Vikings is a great example of some of the work the Vikings do in the community. One Viking who does tremendous work in the community is linebacker Chad Greenway. He's a great player for us on the field. He's led us in tackles in each of the six past seasons, but he's also leading us off the field. He was featured in a recent segment of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Take a listen.
No matter if he is on the football field, off the field in the community, or at home with his kids, Chad Greenway wants to be that role model in every aspect of life. It starts on the gridiron, where the veteran is in his ninth season and still going strong at 31 years old.
You know, now that I'm in my ninth year, to show young guys that to still have that passion, you know, at 31 years old, being around this game for so long, now to still have that passion and still have the drive to want to be better and better and better, you know, and just constantly driving myself. You know, I'm perpetually somebody who wants to make people happy, you know, especially on the field or with my family, or just want to make people happy around me. And I think it's about being a good teammate and doing the right things.
The kid raised on a farm has made his hometown plenty proud. A two-time Pro Bowl linebacker, fifth all-time in team history for career tackles, and six straight seasons leading the Vikings in tackles. Not bad for someone who played nine-man high school football in Mount Vernon, South Dakota.
To make it 1 year in the NFL is a blessing. You know, to play nine-man football in high school, coming from a small state of South Dakota, that, you know, I'm so proud of that background that I have growing up on a farm and everything that those values and my parents were able to teach me there. To be able to, you know, luck my way into a scholarship, you know, go to Iowa and have a pretty good career there and then be blessed enough to be drafted here. I mean, really, any career in the NFL from where I started would have been awesome. I mean, I'm so blessed and just grateful for the opportunity.
But while the 2014 season has been hard on Greenway as he heals from a rib and wrist injury, it has been nothing but smiles at home. Chad and his wife Jenny welcomed their third child last month, and his new daughter has been a bright addition to the family.
For me, it's about just being there for my kids every step of the way, just being a dad that they can count on, rely on, be proud of, especially having three girls. You know, they need a strong male influence in their life, and I'm certainly going to be that guy for them, the rock they can always count on. And just want to continue to the lessons that were taught to me by my parents that stay with me every day. I just want to pass them on to my children and allow them to be successful with those tools.
With three youngsters running around the house, time will be limited. But the Greenways will find a way to give back and further engrave themselves in the Twin Cities community. Being a good role model to his daughters and his younger teammates, Chad knows the importance of making a difference.
To be in a position where you can use your name, you know, to raise money for people that maybe are going through hard times, or their family's going through fighting an illness, or a young kid who's fighting cancer, or really anything. I mean, there's so many people out there that have just gotten dealt a bad hand and just need maybe just somebody to pick them up, help them out. When we started our foundation, we didn't know what it would become. We just let it snowball and just try to do as many good things as we could, as far reaching as we could make it, and then pull all the guys into it. You know, we have so many young guys in this team now, one of the, you know, top five youngest teams in the NFL. Now is my job to teach guys, you know, what it means to be a pro, you know, what it means to give back to the community, because whether you like it or not, you know, we are role models. Kids look up to us. Kids want to emulate us. So why not give them a good example, somebody who they can look to and say, okay, he's a family guy. He does things the right way. He makes right decisions. A guy that people want to be proud of.
Helping countless young lives throughout the upper Midwest, the Chad Greenway Foundation prospers thanks to the endless dedication from Chad and Jenny. The couple are hosting their big fundraising event on Monday night, an evening that brings out the stars and is a great night for all involved.
Our celebrity server event held at Manny's, downtown Minneapolis in the Fauché Tower, and it's been such a good relationship to be able to work with, in my estimation, the best steakhouse restaurant in the Twin Cities, and be sort of their main foundation event that they put on at their place. And it's hard not to have a good time when you're at Manny's with the great food and great people, their service. It's also a chance for community members to come in, meet our guys. We'll have a bunch of my teammates will be there serving, and you can learn more at chadgreenway.org. That's our foundation website, what we're doing, the different events that we do, have done, do yearly, and just want to continue to be great.
Monday night will be just another example of the passion and dedication the Greenways have for working in the community. It is that mindset Chad has in all facets of his life, from his successful NFL career to being a father to three young daughters, to his work giving back. Chad Greenway sets the bar high and is the perfect role model and example for his younger teammates.
From an old, wily, awesome veteran like Chad Greenway to something new the Vikings are offering. In fact, it's offered by the Vikings Entertainment Network. It's a new TV show called Vikings Connected. It's a show designed to further connect fans with the team. They do a lot of fun things. It's co-hosted by former Vikings linebacker Ben Lieber and former Vikings cheerleader Aaron Newberg. It airs Saturday nights on Care 11 after Saturday Night Live. They have a lot of really cool segments, and they had a cool guest last week. It was celebrity chef Andrew Zimmern. He's a fun interview. Listen to Ben and Aaron chat it up with Mr. Zimmern.
All right, this week, as always, great guests on this show, and we have Andrew Zimmern from the Travel Channel, Bizarre Foods, and I think everybody knows exactly who he is, especially locally, and he's an international food star. So thank you very much for being here.
We know that you're a spokesperson with the Taste of the NFL, and we know that you're working hard to stomp out hunger. So you want to tell us a little bit, just kick things off, about how you're working with the NFL and the Taste of the NFL to work towards that great cause?
As someone in the food space and someone who spends so much time traveling around the world, hunger is not something that occurs in fourth world countries away from the eyes of most Americans. 1 in 6 Americans are food insecure. 1 in 5 children in America go to bed hungry at night. The dignity and respect that a simple meal or feeling food secure gives to the average American is something that many of us take for granted. For the last 4 or 5 years, I've worked with Taste of the NFL, and last year I actually went on their board, and it's a very high-profile entity because we are the party with a purpose the night before the Super Bowl. We also do our huge drives to end hunger September through December in NFL cities all around the country. And the NFL is so fantastic to work with because, as you guys know, the vast majority of players and coaches and trainers and associated people with the teams are so dedicated to improving the lives of their community. I think it's shameful. We're the greatest civilization in the history of the world, and we can't feed our people, especially our children. So I'm so proud to be associated with this event.
Rumor has it that you're going to partner with the stadium and maybe put some of your own restaurants, your own food into that stadium like you have in Target Field. Is that true?
That is true. For the last 10 years, 9 years, people have known me as an eater and sort of forgotten about the previous, 19 years that I spent as a chef in restaurants in as far away as Hong Kong and Venice and Paris, New York, LA, and then finally here in Minnesota when I moved here. But I miss cooking, and I miss cooking for people. So 2 years ago, I started the AZ Canteen Company. We have a truck. We have a couple of kiosks at Target Field. We are putting some into – we partnered with Aramark to spread that brand around the country to sports stadiums and college campuses. And we have a very large footprint with, I think, 4 or 5 different food service opportunities for my company in the new stadium, from whole animal rotisserie barbecue – To the sort of modern day sort of gastro pub vibe that our truck gives off, fueled by what I see around the world. And I'm thrilled because I think it's great 21st century stadium food with just enough for people to relate to who want good old hot dogs and hamburgers. I'm really excited about what we're going to do at the stadium. Folks are paying a lot of money for a ticket. They should have the best food at the stadium, not the worst version of a food they like. I mean, some of the stuff at stadiums around the world is so god awful. It's stale, it's old, it's not put out with any care and love and attention. And I'm really proud of what's going on right now with the new stadium, because Aramark and the Vikings understand that you're paying a lot of money for a ticket. You should have the best food at the stadium, not the worst.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm so looking forward to it. And I've actually eaten at your little food truck at the Edina Art Fair, which is delicious. But talking about growing where you're planted, you've grown up growing into a big Viking fan, and we all appreciate that here. What are your thoughts on the current state of the Vikings and the Vikings going forward?
I think that the Vikings have a great, great backbone. I like what we have the quarterback position despite the injuries. I think that our new coach has supplied us is a brand new attitude and a feeling that we actually have someone who can game plan around what our team is. So I no longer feel like every game is going to be, you know, oh, well, here we go again. Despite our record, I think we can have a really successful season this year, and I'm really bullish long-term on the Vikings. It's exciting, and I'll tell you something. The new stadium is going to be really, really cool. I mean, you know, maybe it's because I'm sort of in the inside too. I am so excited about this new stadium. When that facility opens, it will be the finest facility for football on the planet, and I think it's just going to be so impressive. And I'm glad that we have the current leadership team in place with the Vikings, because I think Coach Zimmer is going to do some cool things. Plus, everyone confuses me with him, so I've gotten a lot more football cred.
Hey, there's worse things that could happen, yeah. Right?
That's true. That is very, very true.
Well, thank you. I know you're a busy guy. We appreciate the few minutes you gave with us, and more importantly, we appreciate your support of the Vikings and this yes. organization. So thank you very much.
Take it easy. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And that'll do it for tonight's show. On behalf of the Fan Radio Network and Vikings Entertainment Network, this show produced by Grant Ridpath. I am your host, Mike Wobshall. We thank you for listening. Remember, catch us again Tuesday night next week at 6:30. Vikings and Buccaneers Sunday at noon all across the Vikings Radio Network. We wish you a good night and leave you on a good note.
Hits first and goal. Bridgewater swing left. Caught Patterson at the 5. Reaches for the end zone. Touchdown! Teddy Bridgewater's first National Football League touchdown pass goes to poor Darryl Patterson, and the Vikings have reclaimed the lead. It is 9-7 Minnesota. That's Teddy to Cordero.